entertainment 24 hours, 7 days a week. This is the Liberty Works Radio Network.
WLBC News Update. I'm Deborah Ross with this special report. The community centers in Muncie may not close after all. Parents, school teachers, local citizens, community leaders, and politicians are joining forces to save the city's three community centers.
Today is an organized effort to see how many people really are interested and see what, if anything, we can get put together today to resurrect the center so they will not close tomorrow.
Muncie Mayor Dan Cannon, he had planned on shutting down the centers tomorrow due to financial problems, but decided today to keep them running for 2 more weeks. The reason? To give the community enough time to sort out a plan to save the centers.
That gives us hope and knowing that it's a possibility that this community centers will be open permanently, hopefully.
Carolyn Knox, director of the Bewley Center, she was among 300 people to sit in on this morning's meeting at the Youth Opportunity Center on Kilgore. A lot of voices were heard this morning, including Muncie Community School Superintendent Jack Bowman, who's concerned about the kids who leave for summer break next week.
It's a real community concern. We in the Muncie Community Schools are in the kid business. And we're interested in not only what happens to our youngsters while they're in school, but while they're out of school.
Greg Paris, a minister at Union Chapel in Muncie, had a solution. He suggested putting his church in charge of the center's operations.
We are prepared to do that if it comes to that. Now, obviously, there's a lot of people who are willing to assist in this process, and we want to simply appropriately find our place in all that. But if necessary, yes, the Church of Muncie is prepared to oversee, coordinate, all three of these centers.
Now, nothing definite came out of this morning's meeting, but close to 20 names were nominated to a committee that will serve on a temporary board. Another meeting is scheduled for this Saturday at Muncie City Hall's auditorium at 8 a.m. The public is invited to that meeting. Also in the works are plans for a trust fund and possible grant money from the Urban Enterprise Zone Association. I'm Deborah Ross for WLBC News.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite. All the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
DiCapua's Photography. Quality professional photography services for all occasions. Let DiCapua's put their 20 years of industry experience to work for you. Entertainers and models, commercial, industrial, and aerial photography, portfolios and portraits, people, places or things, studio or on location. Your satisfaction is the focus at DiCapua's Photography. Stop in at 913 East 2nd Street, Reno, Nevada, or visit our webpage and sample our work at nav.to/DiCapua. That's DECAPUA. Call Gary at DiCapua's Photography to plan your special occasion or business photos. 329-8810. 329-8810. Capture that special moment that will last you a lifetime. DiCapua's Photography. 329-8810. You'll like what we see.
Hey, how about a root beer?
Come travel down the highway of dreams. Full-bodied flavor in a root beer that screams. Get your lips on Route 66. Indulge yourself, sassafras out of town. Grab one for the road. Pop your top down, get your lips on Route 66.
Roadside Beverage Company, Charlottesville, Virginia.
Leading a crusade to expose government fraud, Alex Jones goes inside and behind the lines to reveal the suppression of the American people as only Alex can.
You know, in the Soviet Union and China, they would come in and take over churches. You had to be licensed. You had to be certified.
This church has been ordered to be closed at high noon. Are the federal marshals there yet? You haven't seen them. Where are they? They're supposed to be here at high noon.
the Sovietization of America.
The Internal Revenue Service wants to control every church in America because they want the preachers to be silent and to lead their people into the New World Order.
Turning the tables on the establishment 15. That wants to control you. Alex Jones, weekdays, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern on Liberty Works Radio.
This is America with a K. Your rights will go soon, too, unless you stand with a strong voice and say no to the New World Order.
From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show.
All aboard!
Yeah! Travel World. Liberty Works Radio Network.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
Ooh, push that button.
Yes, the Crazy Boys are back, and welcome to another edition of the Travel World Radio Show with Willem Backus, Stephen Pickford, and special guest in the studio, Ella Sobel.
Good morning.
And today we are interviewing one of our absolute favorite guests of all time. We totally welcome Air Canada.
Yes, Ian Sutherland is the manager, brand, licensing, and in-flight entertainment, one of the gentlemen responsible as part of a team effort to revamp, revise, rejuvenate the in-flight product of Air Canada, and first on international routes and now being rolled out on North American routes. Welcome to Travel World, Ian.
Go ahead. Welcome to Travel World, Ian.
Thank you.
Now, we flew Air Canada to Hong Kong a few months ago, and that was just the beginning of putting together the international business class service, revamping it, revising it, always having to update the product, something new for the business traveler, and now that's being rolled out to the North American market as well.
That's right.
Now, tell us a little bit more about Air Canada's in-flight service. What has changed for passengers who may not have traveled the carrier in the last few months?
Okay. Well, what we've done, we have just, starting in April of this year, we've launched, we've followed suit with our international executive first product, and we've transcended that into our executive class product, which are flights within North America. And we have gone with the major difference is being a bowl concept for our meals. And we're trying to get away from sort of the typical airline offering and going to a very restaurant-oriented service on board.
Now, what are some of the types of dishes that one can enjoy while flying? This is more than just like chicken and beef or pasta plate. We used to say, well, we're heading east, we're going to have lasagna. This is like a different approach to dining in the air.
That's right. We have very innovative menus, and it follows suit to a restaurant flair. It's all served on a 9-inch bowl concept. And some of the dishes that we have, we always have a choice of three meals, and some options would be, say, for a lunch dinner would be a Southwest chicken bowl with black bean cilantro sauce, grilled red and green peppers, cornbread, rice pilaf. Another option may be a Thai-style shrimp with stir-fried baby corn on Shanghai noodles.
Mm.
For someone who may want a vegetarian dish, we're offering an option of roasted vegetable stuffed agnoli and marinara sauce with pesto. Some of the breakfast options that we're offering, scrambled eggs with grilled chicken and apple sausage with a roasted vegetable medley. Some of the other ones.
I'm getting hungry.
Yeah, we haven't eaten yet. And I'm looking here at some of the pictures. He said, here's something that a friend of ours would just love. Grilled Mediterranean chicken cold meal with feta cheese and cherry tomato salad.
Feta cheese and tomatoes.
Yes.
That sounds
Canada.
Good.
Yes. And you can Coca-Cola with it as much as you can drink. Oh, that I can go for that right now. Two or three plates.
In a bowl.
Yes.
That's right.
You know something? I thought it was almost impossible to improve on the service that Air Canada has because, as you mentioned, we did take executive first class internationally to Hong Kong. And I tell you, we've flown quite a bit on various airlines, but my favorite is coming back to Air Canada. You just gotta try the service. And, you know, with the open skies and everything, you can take Air Canada virtually anywhere. I mean, we talked about Air Canada, about using, Toronto as a hub, which is a very, very smart idea. They got an amazing facility. And Air Canada, of course, you're dealing with Canada's best.
That's right.
Now, there's a lot to say for that. Now, flying, people think, oh, sometimes flying is a chore, but you really work hard to make those few hours that somebody has in the skies a pleasurable experience.
That's right, for sure.
Now, certainly with meals that you've just described, I mean, that just makes it all worth the while to fly Air Canada. I mean, you're dining, you're actually having a great culinary experience while you're on your flight.
Definitely.
I want to ask you another question about that, though.
Sure.
Because when we took Air Canada, of course, always Air Canada on the best flights we take, but whenever we took Air Canada to Spain, and we went to Madrid back in 2002, and one of the things that we particularly enjoyed is the food never seemed to stop, and it was the most amazing thing. We had the flight attendants would come out, and they were really sweet and terrific people. I mean, that flight in particular, those people were amazing, and they came out, and they rolled out this giant cake and cut it into pieces. Would you like a bit of this? Would you like a little bit of that? We could not have been more comfortable than in that particular flight.
Yeah.
I guess it all boils down to training, and it becomes a personal service experience.
That's right. And all our flight attendants have gone through extensive training for the launch of our International Executive First product. They did a two-day intensive course where they were walked through all aspects of the service, including recommending wine, how to serve, how to greet customers when they can onboard the aircraft, to saying goodbye at the end of the flight, all the touch points that are important to the customer.
Now, you touch on the topic of wines, and Air Canada has specific, masters responsible for the wine cellar.
That's right. Yeah, we do have a group, a panel, a wine council that we work with to develop our wine cellar on board. And one thing as a Canadian airline we are always trying to do is we want to promote Canadian products, and it's very important to us that we feature the best Canadian product on board, and that includes the wine as well in the selection.
Well, one of the things that, the great Isabelle Artur has invited us to, we went to the launch of the new Executive First Class service, where they mentioned exactly these points when we were in Montreal and we covered that particular press conference and that press sitting where we were on a virtual flight and we ate our lunch as if we were on an international flight. And I'll tell you, I have never seen so much care and thought being taken into the selection of wines and menus as Air Canada has done.
For sure.
Who'd have thought that anybody could follow in the footsteps of Nicole Couture-Simard? But I tell you, Isabelle has done an amazing job. And I'm telling you, seriously, with the great service that we've seen, and we've flown to Hong Kong, you're also starting with some fantastic people, too. Because when we took this flight, not only did we get a chance, and it was very nice on the way in, we actually had a chance to bump into one or two of the pilots, and they're fantastic people. You can tell they love to fly. And, when you're doing it from the heart, you're going to do an amazing job. And then on top of that, you're talking about the different flight attendants and the people that we met. And, this is generally known about Canadians being a very, very friendly country, which is why you got to fly Air Canada. But the people on Air Canada particularly have got to be some of the nicest people I've ever met.
Excellent. That's what we like to hear.
What are some of the comments you're getting from the people who have tried the service over the past month from the general public?
Mm-hmm. Everything we've received back has been very positive. Everyone notices that it's a significant increase in the finesse on board, as well as a significant increase to what people perceive as the quality of the food, the look, all the touch points, it's all part of the value proposition. And everything's been very well received. Even a final touch point on the flight, on our extra long haul flights, which are flights over 4 hours and 20 minutes, we're even doing a baked cookie and ice cream service before landing, which has been a real hit because we took that from our international service and put that onto our North America flights on flying of over 4 hour 20 minutes, and it's been rave reviews on that.
I remember that. We were flying to Hong Kong and we were just coming out of a nice peaceful sleep, and there's nothing quite so nice as waking up to the smell of fresh baked cookies.
That's right.
And now you've got three people here in studio grinning.
Thinking of cookies and ice cream. And
Nutrition month.
That's right.
All the food groups.
Well, the cookies, ice cream, licorice, that's my food groups.
Yes. And,
don't forget chocolate.
Don't forget, you see, there's four, of course.
Chocolate and soft drinks. Boy, we can live on that.
That would be the Air Canada food guide.
Yeah.
there's very few things quite so good as dining aboard Air Canada. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back with the terrific and wonderful service of Air Canada following the break on the Travel World Radio Show Across America via Satellite. Across America via Satellite.
You guys are insane.
Travel World will continue.
Travel World Radio Show. Across America via Satellite.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite, all the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Language is destiny. Every time you speak, read, or write, you expose the limits of your language. The words you think influence your actions. The words you use are always judged. The words you understand reveal what you know and what you don't know. Now with the Vocabulary Dynamics program, you can take charge of your verbal destiny. Easily master a world-class vocabulary, exude confidence and command of the English language, and expand your understanding of thousands of new words. And all you have to do is just listen. Developed by Scott Bornstein, international expert in language learning, memory know-how, and test preparation, Vocabulary Dynamics will unlock your genius for language and word use so you'll never be at a loss for words again. If you call now, Scott will drop the price by almost 40%. Call 1-888-813-7974 toll-free right now. 1-888-813-7974 for the Vocabulary Dynamics Program. 1-888-813-7974.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Mutual Better Road, giving peace of mind, will always be the bank of choice and stand the test of time. Mutual Better Road, your premier community bank, 100 years and going strong. Mutual Federal Savings Bank.
Back to sports probably means back to school, or even back to pain. While school may not be an option, living with back pain is. Langley Chiropractic North and South realizes that you are in pain and that you want attention now. Call or walk in to either location when you experience any discomfort due to grinding it out on the practice field or simply performing everyday tasks that cause back pain. Visit Langley Chiropractic at either of their two Muncie locations, 2010 East 9th Street or 2991 North Oakwood.
Across the nation.
Liberty Works Radio Network.
You have taken my script and you're speaking it for me.
I'm thrilled with the concept and the program.
The Democrats are people who use social welfare programs to get rich. And that Republicans are people who use social welfare programs to get richer.
One network, many voices.
Are you ready for the truth?
If I understood him correctly, because the voters had rejected this on the local and state level.
You won't accept anything as long 30? As you have the rhetoric to give to them and let them swallow.
Anyway, that's not why I call.
America's new town forum.
Across the nation.
Liberty Works Radio Network.
I'm going to kick the lines open right now. Maybe you got a question you need answered.
It's just so great to imagine so many people out there and making contact with them.
Hello, am I in the air?
I find you fascinating.
Are you ready for the truth?
Please stay on the air.
Are you?
Rejoice. Your days of suffering are over.
Liberty Works Radio Network.
Yes, welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show with Will and back and Stephen Pickford and Ella Sobel in the studio. And with Air Canada, of course, you're going to want to fly away all over the world. And we're talking online with Ian Sutherland, who's in charge of brand
licensing and licensing in-flight entertainment, and that's part of the flight experience as
I'm
well.
I'm looking at these amenities. I'm getting distracted.
Oh, yeah.
You got these like personal video players, and you got that kit. Now, when we flew over to Hong Kong, Steve, they gave us this little pouch with our own the little blindfold, and they got these. Oh, these are the little lip balms thing. You tried to eat that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It said cherry on it. I thought, oh, no, new way to package cherry popsicle. No.
I'm serious. You should have seen it. He said, that tastes terrible. I said, you're not supposed to eat that. And he thought it was some spread for his toast or something. Anyway, but that's Stephen. Tell us a bit more about these terrific things. I've never seen anything like that on an airline.
Okay. They're all new product enhancements on Air Canada. We've just redone our overnight amenity kits that you experienced and you spoke about there. We're working with a very strong Canadian company called Deserving Time, and we've put together sort of a spa. It's a spa amenity, those overnight kits, and it has all the good things in for your trip, as you mentioned. And we've also, on our a number of our 767-300 aircraft, we have introduced portable DVD players, and about 30 different movie titles are available on those aircraft. And we're excited about that. Great feedback as well from customers.
I remember when I first took this was now the 767 to Madrid, but you had these personal video players and had these little hi-8 tapes with the movies. Yep. But now you've moved up to those new DVD players, so you can see all the special features and stuff.
That's right.
And what about the title selection? I mean, I know Air Canada was always right on the edge of all the latest and greatest.
Definitely. We work hard with SPAFAX, who's an agency that that puts our entertainment packaging together. It's very important to us that we feature, you know, very progressive entertainment on board, and that includes Hollywood blockbusters, some Canadian content as well. People really enjoy as well seeing a good classic movie in the mix, so we do our best to get a good balance there.
Do you get, like, this hour is 22 minutes on DVD?
Yeah, the some of the sitcoms that we, a lot of sitcom features as well.
I want to ask you a little bit of a question of this, because sometimes I've heard people, write to the show and ask us. Sometimes they see some in-flight entertainment, which is obviously, tape that they have on board, but they want to be able to buy this on video and watch it for themselves in their home. Is that available on Air Canada yet?
No, the licensing rules with it are quite complex, and everything is copyrighted. Same with our audio channels, and it's not something that we can unfortunately do an individual sale to a customer.
Oh, it's no problem. It's just something that many listeners have been asking us about these things. Here's another question, and maybe ponder it food for thought, because I know Air Canada is a very progressive airline, and you've done all kinds of things that obviously been listening to all the people flying you, and some of the other things were. Merchandising. People want to buy an Air Canada hat, or they want to buy, Air Canada lapel pins and things. Can you buy that sort of thing on board?
We have, actually today we just introduced a new duty-free program on board our international flights, and that does have some Canadian merchandise in it. Mm-hmm. We also have on our Air Canada website, we do have, it's called an e-boutique, and that has a number of Air Canada items that you can purchase.
That's www.aircanada.ca, isn't it?
That's right.
So you can actually buy Air Canada merchandise there, like the little model airplanes and stuff, too?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's great. Because I know some people, they want to wear their Air Canada t-shirts and hats. What kind of stuff can you get?
It falls under that. There's a model aircraft, some clothing, some kids' items, all logoed.
Oh, that's really cool.
Some golf accessories.
And the new Air Canada logo, okay, has been there for many, many years, but, with the green tail and the actual red maple leaf that you see on there is actually quite beautiful when you actually have it on the shirt or on a pin.
Definitely.
And one of the other great things with the revamped on the website just over the past few weeks is on domestic flights within Canada, now you can purchase flights on a one-way basis. There's no need to have to stay a Saturday night. You can get some really good competitive fares out there. You don't have to skimp on the service and the quality of the service by taking some unknown carrier that you might not have heard of. You can take that Air Canada flight experience and get it at a very reasonable fare on a one-way basis.
Definitely.
It's worth mentioning, of course, the Air Canada flight experience, because, you're talking about first class stuff. Regardless what level of service that you buy in Air Canada, whether it's the hospitality or the executive first or what have you, it's always top-notch. I mean, Air Canada, the flag carrier of our country, and they're always perceived, and they deliver on being the best. No matter where I've been overseas or whether it's from Jamaica or anywhere, it's always a comforting sight. You see an Air Canada plane there, and you get on board, and you know right away that you're in good hands.
Definitely.
And one thing I've got to say is whenever I've flown Air Canada, the staff is wonderful. They're friendly. They're accommodating. You're really feeling good about flying with Air Canada.
Thanks very much.
Well, I know that they take a shine to Steve, because when we were on board that flight to Madrid, you had a couple of those flight attendants. They're all fawning over them. They say, oh, you like that ice cream, eh? Oh, that chocolate cake. Is you're just going,
I remember saying, well, I don't know whether I want to have the cake or the strawberries. And the lead flight attendant said, no, there's no law against having both at one time. We can mix and match. I said, oh, good idea.
But it's a natural ability. I don't know what it is. Steve's got this great way he can interact with just about anybody. But when you mix it with the Air Canada personnel that you've got, there must be that baby face of yours there. They go up to you and they start grabbing your cheek and stuff like that. And he loves it.
As long as they don't start changing my diaper.
It's his baby blues.
Well, it depends on the flight attendant, right? No. But let's
that
not go there.
Depends.
Oh, that's bad, Ella. Anyway, but you know, you're talking about people who are fantastic. They talk to you, and they don't overstep their bounds. Never have. They're always professional, thorough, total, fantastic flyers. But they are willing to get, you know, friendly and courteous and make you feel at home and comfortable flying. So much so that I've seen some people on board the flight with us. Some people are afraid of flying who take Air Canada by virtue of the fact that Air Canada is one of the safest airlines anywhere, anytime. And they know that they're in good hands. The flight attendants make them feel warm, comfortable, and friendly. And before you know it, they've landed where they got to be and they've had another successful flight.
Now, I found over all my flying experiences, you know, you fly Air Canada, it's one company that has not forgotten that they're not just a transportation company. They are in the service business, that people will return to a carrier. In this day of commoditizing air transport and one carrier is just like the other, they are doing a fine job of differentiating their product and making it stand out as a quality alternative in the skies.
Definitely. And that's really important to us.
And you're doing some fantastic stuff with all the new brands that you've got there, because I'll tell you one thing, this, above all other times that I've noticed in the past, is one of the best times to book your flight aboard Air Canada. I mean, no matter where you're going, for sure, you're going to be getting a fantastic experience. Especially, tell us about some of the more of the new stuff that you got.
Like, for example, you've done something with the in-flight service, the Cinema Snacks, mm-hmm. for passengers traveling mm-hmm. in hospitality class. You can chomp away as you watch the movie.
That's right. We launched that on the 1st of May. It's a cinema snack program that we have on our long-haul North America flight. So anytime you're flying on a flight over 3 hours and 16 minutes, what we've tried to do is we've tried to recreate the theater experience on board, just like you would get in at the movies. So following the meal service, our flight attendants are promoting a snack concept where it's for $6, $4 US, you can purchase any two cinema snack items, and as well, it comes with a bottle of water. And some of the items that we're featuring, they're all large format, just like you would get at the theater, like Jolly Rancher gummies, Twizzler licorice, big Hershey chocolate bars, Haagen-Dazs ice cream.
Oh, yeah. And that's pretty reasonable price, because, I mean, you go to a theater and you're going to pay more than that.
Oh, yeah, the theaters cost more. And this is actually, I've checked it out, this is, like, actually less than some store-level pricing. So this is very reasonable for what you're going to get.
It's great value. The customers are really, it's something that they had been asking for, to have an option to purchase something during the movie, and it's going very well.
We know all the executive customers, they love their options. But I tell you something, Ian, you're competing with Via Rail here, because I'll tell you, everybody knows how much I love the train and those beautiful chocolate truffles that they serve.
Don't forget the cantaloupe, Willem.
No, the cantaloupe, but the chocolate truffles are what makes Via One first class. Here on Air Canada, with the new cinema snacks that you've got there, I'm telling you, with that kind of pricing and that kind of value, you're going to want to take the plane virtually anywhere just to get these snacks, and you're going to enjoy the flight too.
For sure.
You get everything all wrapped up in one. And as I say, with those great new fares for domestic travel and soon looking to expand that on transborder and even international routes, aircanada.ca and aircanada.com, you can check out those websites. They're interchangeable. And find out the e-boutique items that we mentioned here and all about the information on what's new with Air Canada, Executive First and Hospitality Class internationally and across North America. Ian Sutherland from Air Canada, thanks so much for joining us today on Travel World.
Thank you very much.
And please do join us again many, many times. We love having Air Canada on board our show. All the best to you, and I hope things go fantastic.
Have a great day.
Thanks very much.
Stay tuned for the Travel World Radio Show following this break.
Across America via satellite.
Thundering the Banshee.
What the hell is a Banshee?
Seek help.
Travel World Radio Show.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Overweight? Tried to lose weight? Find it impossible? You should know that dieting will never work because there is no such thing as willpower. According to the Federal Center for Disease Control, the concept that willpower will lead to weight loss is a myth and responsible for a sharp increase in obesity. There are hardcore dieters that have gone through life-threatening procedures such as stomach stapling and liposuction. It's all unnecessary. Fat Destroyer, a new easy-to-take herbal supplement, will eliminate fat, ugly cellulite, and a fat gut safely with no hunger pangs at all. Fat Destroyer naturally burns away fat. A miracle. Fat Destroyer is based on research done at Harvard University and other leading research centers, and even written up in the Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Lose weight the only way that works. To try Fat Destroyer risk-free through this special radio offer, call 1-800-851-5313. To achieve your weight loss goals, don't delay. Call 1-800-851-5313. That's 1-800-851-5313.
Vacation time can mean a heart-rending decision. What to do with your pet? Auberge VIP offers a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, we invite you to call us to visit our facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653.
Attention investors, are you looking for above average returns and willing to take a calculated and an educated risk in order to achieve them? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial. Barclay's a specialty firm in futures and options. Now, I know that futures and options are a mystery to most people. Let us help you solve that mystery. Futures and options investing involves substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. Right now, we're making a major recommendation in the energy markets, specifically unleaded gasoline. Energy prices have been on the move. Worldwide demand has been on the rise. OPEC has been keeping a lid on supplies. Learn how to leverage over 420,000 gallons of unleaded gas in today's marketplace. Discover the tremendous power of leverage. Call Barclay Financial right now for a free audio, video, or CD-ROM on options investing. Call 1-800-825-8998. That's 1-800-825-8998. Barclay Financial. Mystery solved.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks and maps, plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Lusportsack,
Birdling,
Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At JetSetter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with JetSetter, and GST is included in every price you see. JetSetter, Montreal's travel accessory center. 66 Laurier West, between Clark and Sator Van. Telephone 271-5058.
News, information, and entertainment 24 hours, 7 days a week.
This is the Liberty Works Radio Network.
The devil inside, the devil inside. Every single one of us, the devil inside. Devil inside, the devil inside. Every single one of us, the devil inside.
Ah, yes, welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show with Will and Back as Stephen Pickford, guest in studio Ella Sobel, talking about safety during traveling.
Yes, and hotel safety in particular for women business travelers. Kevin Gillespie is the general manager of the Hotel Nelligan in downtown Montreal, in the old Montreal historical district of the city, and he joins us now on Travel World. Welcome to the show, Kevin.
Thanks very much, Stephen.
Now, you're a boutique property, and you have a couple of sister properties in the same area, part of the same ownership, and I guess you found boutique properties really appeal to women traveling on business, for particularly the safety aspect.
Absolutely. Being a boutique hotel, we're all about small, really feeling a home away from home, and all the safety aspects that come along with that.
When they walk into the property, they feel like they're walking in to a private residence, and the management and the staff is going to be looking out for their personal safety.
Absolutely. We do a lot of work beforehand in the Hotel Nelligan, making sure that all our security arrangements are in place. We train our staff to look after some of the small details that really make a difference to the traveler, such as even making sure that there's the guests. Room number is never disclosed when they check in. Making sure that all the taxis that we use in the city come from one company. So we know them personally. So that when we call a taxi for our travelers, that we have vetted them beforehand.
You know, that's something that really stands out about the Hotel Nelligan, because I don't know of any other property in Montreal that takes quite so good care of its guests.
Well, we really pride ourselves at Nelligan, Place d'Armes, and the Auberge de Vieuport on being our home away from home. We really rate safety and security of our guests very, very high, very high. When you walk into the Nelligan, you have this warm, cozy, but very secure feeling. As soon as you walk in, we go to a lot of degrees just to make sure that everything is really comfortable for the guest. With our security cameras as you walk into the lobby, our windows are large, so we can see what's going on. Our front desk staff have cameras at their desk, and they can see in our lobby areas. They can see what's going on from the fifth floor to the second floor.
Now, there's things people can do on their own when they're traveling. Some people just are not safety conscious, and all they have to do is make a few minor adjustments in their own behavior, and
yes,
they've really improved upon their chances of having a very safe and enjoyable trip.
Absolutely. If they prepare their baggage properly with an initial and last name only, it prevents really anybody looking, if it's a male or female, who is traveling. And list your business address. Don't use... and your business telephone number rather than your home. It really makes sense.
Now, when you get to the hotel, some people, like as you mentioned, shout out the hotel room number, or they give it out willy-nilly to people they meet.
Absolutely.
In the city, and of course, you never know who's going to get hold of it.
You never know who's listening. You never know who's around. Again, being a boutique property, the Nelligan, we know our clients. We know them by their first name. It's one of the service aspects that we emphasize. So if there's anybody who arrives at the hotel and moves to the elevator, we will know them, and we will ask, are you a hotel guest, sir or madam, and do you have business in the hotel? We pride ourselves in doing that.
Now, even when you take the elevator yourself and you come in after hours, you've been out to a restaurant, you've been walking around the city, people get on the elevator and they sometimes don't take particular notice of their surroundings, and just by looking around they can
absolutely just familiarize yourself and with the elevator. It just make sure that you're very close to the buttons, so you could press any floor that you want to get off of, and just in case there's any emergency or any trouble that could arise.
But your elevators, they all have security cameras as well for added safety.
Security cameras, telephone inside there, so that the guests just press a button, and the front desk staff will respond immediately to the issue.
Now, is there any particular orientation that your guests get when they check into your hotel?
They will be taken straight from the valet, who will check them in to the front desk. They will take them directly to the rooms and familiarize themselves with the where the fire escapes are, where the different amenities are within the hotel. Yes, they do that immediately.
So one of the things that's also important, do you have a safety program that you offer to your guests, or do you emphasize that during your orientation?
We mostly emphasize these types of issues when the guest checks in.
Now, what other tips would you offer to women travelers, particularly women on business?
Never open your door to an unexpected caller. Our hotel staff will knock on the door and then announce themselves. And if you haven't called for room service or you haven't called for any kind of service at your door, just please don't open it. Just call downstairs straight away. That's one of the best tips that we can give a woman traveler.
Now, do you happen to have also those little seeing eyes that see through the door?
Absolutely. Yeah, the guests can look out, and we have a safety catch on the back, and we have a deadbolt with our lock system, which is 100% foolproof. And we can read locks as well to see if there's any mischief going on within the lock. Somebody's tried to get into it. We can read it and tell when it's been used.
So it's a card type of locking system that you use?
It's an electronic card type of lock, and once the guest is checked out, the card can be used again. It reprograms itself.
I know for myself, I travel quite often on my own, and security is quite an issue. It's nice to be able to go somewhere and actually feel comfortable, not have to look over your shoulder or worry.
No, that's what we excel in at the Hotel Nelligan, Place d'Armes, and the Auberge de Vieuxfort. They're very, very comfortable, very small properties. It's not as if you've got a massive lobby with people coming and going, and everybody's busy. Nobody can take care of the personal attention that we provide to our clients.
Well, I think people get lost in the shuffle, as you correctly mentioned. They go to a mega convention hotel,
Yes. And
there could be six tour buses unloading with 500 pieces of luggage all around the lobby in mass confusion.
That's right.
And it's very easy for somebody to just walk in off the street, up the elevator, and position themselves at the end of a corridor, particularly those long, long corridors. I've stayed at some hotels, and the corridors are so long and they're windy. You know, anybody or anything could be there.
Absolutely. And we have been, again, boutique hotel. We have 63 rooms here. There's only 18 rooms on each floor and 17 on the second floor. So, and they're open, they're well lit, they're well secured. There's emergency exits all over, and it really is comfortable for the woman traveler. There's no hidden corners. You know, it's well bright lit. The architect's done a wonderful job for the look, and for the safety and security.
I think you also have to mention to people, and I reiterate it now too, is check into a hotel room, always make sure where the nearest exit is. If for whatever reason, it's very, very, very rare in the hotel business, can't remember really when the last one was, but in case of fire, people, you wake up in the middle of the night, and if there was a fire, you may not be totally cognizant. You're waking up in a strange locale. Just make sure where you are.
Sure you are, yeah. God forbid there is. It's everybody's nightmare in a hotel if the fire alarm goes off in the middle of the night. But yeah, it really does make sense to take a look at the card behind the door, in our case, and just where you are, turn left or turn right, where is the nearest fire exit to go down. And luckily, we have four fire exits on each floor, so the woman traveler can escape very, very quickly. And it really does take time to pay off to familiarize yourself with the hotel.
Yeah, it's the familiarization, 30 seconds, a minute, 2 minutes, you check in, and then you can just rest assured and get a good night's sleep and
Absolutely.
Get down to your business or get down to your touring.
Feel relaxed.
Yeah, you want to be relaxed. You're even if you've got a lot of stressful meetings, the few hours you spend in your hotel room have to be relaxing times. It's sort of a regrouping time.
That, and again, Hotel Nelligan, when you check in, you know, you've had a long day, you've had a hard day, you just want to feel safe, secure, get the personal attention that you really crave for, and you know, we're very good at it. We've got a great reputation, the three hotels, for doing that. We really look after the smallest of details for you.
And a great location for people, particularly at this time, as we're celebrating the 99 days of summer on the WXCT. And, of course, welcome to our new listeners on WARL 1320, Power 1320, Knowledge is Power. Coming up to Montreal this summertime, walking around in the historical center and taking in some of the great restaurants that your group also operates right in Old Montreal.
Oh, yeah, we have some great choices for the clients when they check in if they're here for 2 or 3 days. Different from Italian Galliano's to a great steakhouse in the restaurant Vieux-Port, or for great French contemporary at our hotel at the restaurant Versus here at Nelligan, and also our Moldavia restaurant.
They're
great jazz there, and being jazz festival in Montreal, great time to come.
A lot of great choices. Kevin Gillespie. Kevin Gillespie, general manager of the Hotel Nelligan, Old Montreal. Safety for women business travelers and safety tips for all travelers. Thanks for joining us today on Travel World.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Thank you. Stay tuned to the Travel World Radio Show following the break. This is the CAB Radio Network. So keep on
rocking me, baby. You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve. Me,
stay listening. Radio Network. Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
Across America via satellite. Dancing. Learn to dance at the Arthur Murray Dance Studio. Dancing is fun. It's great exercise and it builds confidence. It sure beats aerobics. Dancing feels great and you'll look great. You can go alone or with a partner. At Arthur Murray, their instructors are friendly, professional, and you'll learn at your own pace. Arthur Murray teaches ballroom, Latin, and popular dance styles, like the merengue, cha-cha, tango, waltz, rock and roll, the hustle, swing, and more. Don't worry if you have 2 left feet, because everybody starts somewhere. And before long, you'll be amazed at your progress. At Arthur Murray, your program will include one-on-one lessons, group lessons, and practice sessions. Plus, you can practice in their studio anytime at no additional cost. They're open at hours that are convenient to you, weekdays from 1 to 11 p.m., and on Saturdays by appointment. You'll look great and you'll feel better. Call Arthur Murray today and get ready to dance. Call today, because your first lesson is free. Arthur Murray Dance Studio, Brunswick Boulevard, near Sources Road in Dollard, telephone 421-9710. That's 421-9710.
Do you have trouble remembering things lately? Normally, there are a major amount of fat cells in your head, causing difficulty in oxygen reaching your brain. As we age, this condition worsens, causing memory loss, dementia, and worse. Memory loss is not random, accidental, or inevitable. It is reversible if treated properly. The all-natural, safe, ultra-memory is a result of research conducted at Harvard and leading universities. Studies show that the herb ginkgo can dramatically slow the effects of aging on memory and even improve memory function in healthy young people as well. Ultra-memory contains ginkgo in easy-to-take capsule form. Ultra-memory will help you live a full, functioning life. Find out why leading researchers call ultra-memory brain tonic. To try ultra-memory risk-free, call 1-800-952-3494. Call now and save an additional 20%. 1-800-952-3494. That's 1-800-952-3494.
This is Sergeant Linda Cook from Muncie Crime Stoppers, a successful program to fight crime in our community, where your call can make the difference. This week's Crime Stopper case is a house burglary at 619 East Charles sometime between August 30th and September 4th. The house, which is in the process of remodeling, was entered through a window. Unknown suspects stole a Roby generator, 2 cordless Makita screwdrivers, and a roofing air gun. Again, this week's Crime Stopper case is a house burglary at 619 East Charles sometime between August 30th and September 4th. The house, which is under remodeling, was entered through a window. Unknown suspect stole a Roby generator, 2 cordless Makita screwdrivers, and a roofing air gun. If you have any information about this crime or any others, call Crime Stoppers, 286-4050. Callers need not reveal their identity to give information or to receive a reward of up to $1,000.
I can read. 3 little words parents and grandparents long to hear. I can read. The key that unlocks a lifetime of opportunity. I can read. The road to independence, pride, and self-discovery. Every day, thousands of children struggle needlessly. Every day, reading remains the goal, not the reality.
If you're looking for a powerful but simple-to-use home study program that goes beyond a game that hooks children on reading, you want Get Ready, Get Set, Read. Developed by a team of leading educational learning and reading specialists, the Get Ready, Get Set, and Read program guides, inspires, and integrates the best approaches for maximum success and reading results. Make a difference. Call toll-free 1-888-813-7975. Mention the station for a 40% discount. Get Ready, Get Set, Read has an unconditional 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-888-813-7975. 1-888-813-7975. Call today.
Yeah, you see. I wanna have sex on the beach.
Yeah!
Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show with Wilma Backus and Stephen Pickford, special guest in studio Ellis Hobel, and we have on the line special guest Carolyn. Welcome to Travel World.
Thank you. Good to be with you guys.
Now, beginning in July, July 7th to 13th marks Nude Recreation Week. And you represent the American Association for Nude Recreation. And
that's correct.
Tell us a little bit more, because July 7th to 13th, you have open houses. People can actually try out the experience.
Actually, we have 260-some clubs throughout the U.S., Canada, Jamaica, and Caribbean, actually. A lot of the clubs do have open houses, and this gives the first-time visitors a chance to visit one of the clubs in their area, which they can find at www.aanr.com, or they can call 1-800-TRY-NUDE for more information on a club in their area.
aanr.com.
Yes, that's correct. Nope. They can check a club in their area. They can go out and visit a club. Spend the day there. A lot of the clubs have entertainment. They have maybe a ski show or perhaps even a hot air balloon ride, or, you know, lots of entertainment for the visitors. A lot of food, and they give you a tour of the facility. And at that point, if it's something that they choose to do, they can spend the rest of the day there or weekend.
Oh, people will go there and they can actually participate as if they were guests. And why would people choose nude recreation? There's so many different options that, you know, recreation of various types. Somebody who's interested in nude recreation, what sort of leads them into wanting to experience it?
Actually, nude recreation is a very stress-free lifestyle. Once you shed your clothes, you shed your stress. It's the clothes that bring out the sex appeal in someone. I mean, there's nothing beautiful about a naked body. It's just, we accept our bodies for what they are, and, you know, you put on some of the skimpy bathing suits or the short dresses, and that's what brings out the sex appeal. So it's shed your stress when you shed your clothes.
Now, is nude recreation becoming more accepted in society today?
Oh, absolutely. We have, like I say, we have over 260 clubs throughout the U.S. and Canada. We have a lot of European visitors that also make nude recreation more popular. We've had the nude flight just went out in May. We have several nude cruises throughout the year. So nude recreation is definitely becoming more popular.
Yeah, that was quite successful. The nude flight went from Miami to Cancun, I believe.
Yes, it did.
And how did that go off? People really enjoyed the experience?
Oh, absolutely. It was the first time, which I expect it to be an annual thing now, just like the nude cruises. But, it was fabulous.
So how often do people hit the airplane?
I'm sorry?
How often do people hit the airplane on these flights?
How often do they hit the airplane?
How often does this flight run? Is it just the first
flight?
Well,
that was the first time. I think it's going to become an annual thing. I don't know that for sure, but there's been a lot of inquiries about it. So I believe as the nude cruises go out different times of the year, we have one big one, actually, Carnival Cruise Line. We just had one this past February with over 2,000 passengers. So I believe the nude flight is going to follow the same suit.
Well, I think people are attracted to it because, as you say, it's a reduction in stress. Everyone is equal. There's nothing sort of, no barrier between people.
No, absolutely. We have about 50,000 members through the U.S. and Canada. And once you meet someone at a nudist resort, you meet the person and know them from who they are, not from the designer clothes that they have on. So, you know, you meet the person from the heart and who they really are. We have, you know, waitresses, judges, lawyers, bus drivers. You know the person from who they are, not from how much money they make or, you know, anything like that.
All walks of life.
all walks of life.
How many people are generally at each resort?
It varies. We have different types of resorts. We have what's called landed and non-landed. The landed clubs, some are very rustic, and some are five-star resorts that have condos. We do have some that actually have real estate where they sell the condos and they sell the property. So, you know, we are really, really growing, and, you know, it's becoming so mainstream, it's unbelievable.
Now, are children welcome at some of these clubs?
Absolutely. We are a family-oriented association. We do have children and families. Actually, my grandson grew up at a nudist resort from the time he was 2 years old, and he's now 22.
And he's still actively involved in the club scene?
He's still actively involved. He doesn't drink, smoke, or do drugs. I'm pretty proud of him.
Well, that's an accomplishment in this day and age. So
it sure is.
Because he was able to relate to other people on a natural level.
Absolutely. And we're about body acceptance, and we're very health conscious. So, you know, you watch what you eat and drink. He drinks a lot of water, a lot of juices, and he's maintained that lifestyle and that means ever since, all of his life.
Well, you can certainly do a lot worse than getting out in the fresh air and partaking in activities and meeting people and having a good time.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, spending a weekend at a nudist resort is like spending a week, perhaps, in the Bahamas. So, you know, and you pack less, you travel more at a nudist resort.
Now, what are some of the characteristics of your average club? If somebody were to go and spend a day, for example, as part of your open house, on average, I know they're all different, and there's 250-plus across North America, but what would be the sort of average experience somebody could possibly partake in?
Well, actually, at several of the clubs, the club that I live, where I live, is Cypress Cove. They have 6 tennis courts. They have volleyball. We actually have an annual volleyball tournament every year, as well as an annual tennis tournament in November every year. They have a hot tub. They have pools. They have, you know, some of the clubs have saunas. Just about anything you have at a five-star resort or any campground, you would find at any of our nudist resorts.
Now, what if there's listeners who might be curious just to see what it's all about? You know, they might have thought about it, but they don't know exactly what to expect. What would you suggest as a first-time experience?
The first-time experience, well, first of all, I would say go to the website, which is aanr.com. We have a lot of a page there that has questions and answers. That's always a good start. Once they visit a resort, we suggest they bring a towel and lots of sunscreen.
It's true, no more tan lines.
Well, yeah.
No tan lines.
Now, the thing about the towel, well, I guess this is all answered in the frequent questions on the website, but the towel would be actually for lying down on the beach or not necessarily wearing around your waist or so.
No, we carry a towel for sanitary purposes. You always sit on a towel. So, you know, we carry a towel, always carry a towel. Lots of sunscreen and towel, two most important things.
Oh, yeah, those are important things. And, of course, depending on the northern extremities of the continent, perhaps some mosquito repellent or bug repellent. People talk about West Nile virus and everything else. I think have some bug spray as well would go.
Oh, absolutely, depending on where you are, of course.
Yeah, go along well with the with the sunscreen. You don't want to be bitten. You're already bad enough being bitten on some extremities, but don't need to be bitten all over your body.
That's true.
Now,
and, of course, a lot of the clubs do spray for mosquitoes, so we take extra precautions just like you would anywhere else.
Now, on average, how many people would be at a particular club? What is your, like, smallest club? What is your largest club in number of people that would be in attendance?
Oh, boy. Well, some of the clubs you can live year-round, and, of course, they're quite larger, and you might find 500, or you might find more. You might find at a small club, you might find just a matter of, like, 15 to 30. So it just depends on, you know, again, the area and the club. So they range in different aspects.
And a great time to check it out is July 7th to 13th, Nude Recreation Week. The American Association for Nude Recreation on the internet at www.aanr.com or toll-free at 1-800-TRY-NUDE. Well, Caroline from AANR, thank you so much for joining us today on Travel World, letting us in know a bit more about your organization and some of the clubs that are across the United States and Canada for our listeners to try out and experience for themselves this summertime.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us once again on the Travel World Radio Show. Stephen, where does the time go?
Oh, an hour just goes by like anything. I don't know where it goes, just like all the people who promised to come into our studio. Where do they go?
Well, they're getting lost in the labyrinth.
Oh, labyrinth. Maybe they,
I guess they're tied up with something.
Oh, tied up, or you know, maybe they were actually being carried in the back of that Argus transport truck that jackknifed on the way to the studio. Now, I don't know. There's always a reason. I don't know. I will never, you know, understand some of the reasons people give me, so I will have to bid fun.
Well, it has to make, it has to figure in the book of excuses that we're putting together. And there is a Travel World Radio Show book coming up within the year, and look for it in your bookstores. This is Willem Backus signing off.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Ella Sobel.
Happy traveling, everybody.
WLYP, Williamsport, Pennsylvania.
KMBS, Monroe, Louisiana. WABV, Abbeville, South Carolina.
WADA, Shelby, North Carolina.
WBZB, Selma, North Carolina.
KXTO, Reno, Nevada. And other stations throughout America.
News, information, and entertainment 24 hours, 7 days a week. This is the Liberty Works Radio Network.